It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Jake Carlisle-Larson. You're here with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, a recent study involving older adults in western Wisconsin showed that yoga can help reduce falls. We'll talk with one of those researchers.
First, Attorney General Jeff Sessions appeared before the House Judiciary Committee today. His testimony touched on everything from the Russia investigation to allegations against Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore.
Democrats have been preparing for Sessions' testimony. Today, they peppered him with questions on connections between Russia and the Trump campaign. He said he had not misled Congress in earlier testimony about contact with Russian officials by him or by other members of the Trump campaign.
I have never met with or had any conversation with any Russians or any foreign officials concerning any type of interference with the campaign or election in the United States. Further, I have no knowledge of any such conversations by anyone connected to the Trump campaign.
Kyle Chaney is a congressional reporter for Politico. He's been covering the testimony today. Kyle, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, before we get into the specifics, Kyle, what was the tone of this testimony like?
Well, Sessions has a very good aw-shucks kind of demeanor, which I think has helped endear him to some of his former Senate colleagues. He doesn't quite have the same depth of relationships with members of the House, where the House is a little more sharply divided in partisan ways, too. So Democrats were very pointed in their questioning of Attorney General Sessions' recollection of contacts with Russia. Republicans were more sympathetic and steered the conversation more toward the operations of the Department of Justice, which is the ostensible reason for the hearing. So kind of all over the map.
And when it comes to those recollections, that seemed to be a key point for Democrats questioning the attorney general. They raised concerns that he had denied contacts with Russian officials that later turned out to have happened, denied that the Trump campaign had had contacts that turned out to happen. His answer, it sounds like, was, these weren't big deals. I didn't remember them at the time until they were brought to my attention later.
Exactly. And I think Democrats who wanted answers, or if they went in frustrated, they probably went out frustrated too today after 5.5 hours. They didn't pin it down on anything particularly revelatory. The only new thing really was that he said, I do remember now the meeting in which George Papadopoulos, the guy who pled guilty for lying to the FBI, raised this possibility of a meeting between Trump and Vladimir Putin. And I now recall that I told him that he couldn't do that and couldn't represent himself as a spokesman for the campaign. And that was sort of been foreshadowed beforehand, but it's the first time that the attorney general has said that himself.
Right. And he said he didn't remember it until it came out in recent news reports about George Papadopoulos. Is that right?
Right. So, and that was sort of his explanation was I didn't, when I said, when I was asked before, I really didn't remember it. Then news reports came out, and it jogged my memory. Now I can recall certain details that I didn't before.
And how did Democrats respond to that? You said they left frustrated for the most part.
Yeah, I think they're particularly exasperated by the I do not recall the non-answers they got on some of the Attorney General's contacts with the president and his team. He's not invoking executive privilege, which is to have to avoid answering certain questions. He's just not talking about his own conversations with the West Wing. And so between that and the repeated lack of recollection, I think they just couldn't pry anything new out of him.
And then Republicans on the committee went in another direction when it comes to investigations, some of them looking for a new investigation into Hillary Clinton, her campaign, and her foundation. What kind of things came up today?
Well, so yeah, the Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee have been asking for months now for the Attorney General to appoint a special prosecutor to look into a few things, how the FBI handled Hillary Clinton's investigation of her handling of classified information last year, and also this years-old deal that State Department had a hand in that allowed some uranium production facilities to be sold to a Russian-backed company. The Republicans didn't get that much out of Sessions on that. I think they hoped he would say, "Yeah, I'm ready to go on a special prosecutor," and he kind of pushed back a little bit, said, "I'm gonna keep my hands off of this one."
And yeah, this has been in the news. President Trump has brought up similar concerns, maybe not to the same degree as some in the House, but people have said it looks like he's trying to nudge the attorney general into doing something about this. What were we hearing going into this hearing today?
Well, so that was some of the concern, actually. Going in, the Department of Justice sent a letter to the committee saying, you know, we are going to review your concerns and we are going to see whether it's appropriate, is any appropriate steps we could take, including on your request for, you know, special counsel. What Sessions said today, he kind of tried to have it both ways in a sense. He said, I heard your concerns, I take them seriously, but also there's a process to for appointing special counsel and we're going to follow that process, no political considerations whatsoever. So he kind of walked a fine line on that.
And then the president, I don't fully understand how this works. The president isn't supposed to be directing the Department of Justice to do particular kinds of investigations.
Right.
And he's commented on that. And yet people say it looks like he is, as I said, nudging him in that direction. Obviously, Attorney General Sessions in a difficult position. He's recused from Russia-related investigations. How does that all add up then?
Well, that's the concern here, is that Sessions, by even hinting that he might be willing to look at these requests for a special counsel, looks like he's sort of capitulating to the president. The president historically, traditionally, has had no role in the independent Justice Department, and Trump himself has expressed frustration that he doesn't really have a role in directing the Justice Department what to investigate. So Sessions even nodding in that direction is raising concerns that maybe he is caving to the president, but he insisted today that he's not been improperly influenced by Trump.
Kyle Chaney is with us, congressional reporter for Politico, looking at Attorney General Jeff Sessions' testimony before a House committee. That was earlier today. Making the story even more complicated, of course, Alabamans are looking to replace Attorney General Sessions in his old Senate seat, an election going on there, and accusations about Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore and his past allegedly seeking sexual encounters with teenage girls are the allegations. This came up today in this hearing, is that right?
It did, yeah. Sessions was actually asked by Representative Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas whether he believed the women who have come out and accused Moore of sexual misconduct. And I thought Sessions would stay away from that altogether. He actually said, I have no reason not to believe them. And he wouldn't weigh in on whether there are any legal ramifications there, but it's not really in his purview, especially because it's his old Senate seat. He doesn't want to wade into that legally. But he did seem to accept what the accusers were saying.
There has been talk. I don't know if you're hearing this much from people on the Hill or if this is just media speculation. The idea of maybe if Republicans decide they don't want to go with Roy Moore, trying to write in somebody like Jeff Sessions for his old seat, getting him out of that attorney general spot.
And, you know, that would kill two birds in one sense for Republicans. I think the president has hinted before, he's not thrilled with Jeff Sessions' job as top DOJ, but, Sessions didn't get into that at the hearing. He wasn't actually asked that directly. So unfortunately, we don't really know what his thinking is directly, but the reporting has suggested that it's not that far-fetched of a theory if the president asked him to do it.
Now, you mentioned that in theory, this House Judiciary Committee hearing was about the normal operations of the Department of Justice. So far, nothing we've talked about really fits that category. Did those kind of things come up, the normal operating business that we'd expect at a hearing like this?
Not as much as in theory, I think it would like. The controversy has kind of engulfed Sessions every time he comes to the Hill, so many partisan considerations. But, there's some discussion about how they handle immigration cases or prosecutorial discretion or asset forfeiture. Some of the less sexy parts of what the Department of Justice does as well, but also the real crux of what they do. And those got some mentions, but they definitely were not the emphasis of the hearing today.
Another thing that I think came up, these contacts between Donald Trump Jr. and WikiLeaks via Twitter messaging. Some of those got leaked to The Atlantic, and then Donald Trump Jr. apparently released the whole back and forth, which was not exhaustive, not a huge amount of communication. How did that come up in today's hearing?
Very minimally. Sessions really is reluctant to talk about the substance of those investigations at all because he's recused from anything to do with Russia or Trump-related matters. It's all part of the range of questions that Democrats in particular had for him, but he didn't have any specific comment on WikiLeaks, except to say that he accepted the intelligence community's assessment that WikiLeaks is a hostile, an agent of a hostile foreign power.
And there has been talk among some Republicans in the House in particular of wanting to stop the Mueller probe. Again, given that that Attorney General Sessions is recused, is that something that came up today?
It did come up. It did. And he was asked more about the nature of why he recused and whether Mueller might have reason to be recused and he didn't say anything that seemed to suggest he had any issues with the way Mueller is running the investigation. He's expressed confidence in his deputy attorney general, who appointed Mueller to begin with. And so no game changers there, even though some House members would like to see Mueller recused or fired.
And Kyle, stepping aside from today's testimony a bit, a lot of the attention has been on the Mueller probe of a Russian investigation into the elections. But the House and Senate each have their own investigations still ongoing. Right. What do we know about what they're up to on those now?
Well, last check, they seem to be in potentially the home stretch. But every time you feel like you're getting there, new developments like this Donald Trump Jr. WikiLeaks conversation emerge, and it raises questions about, do they need to call people back in? Do they have to sort of revisit some of the testimony they got earlier? And so while I think the Republicans leading those investigations would like them to be done by the end of the year or early next year, some of the new wrinkles may prolong it even further.
Democrats being the minority party, do they have the option of keeping these investigations going on their own, even if Republicans decide, hey, it's time to be done with this?
Their only leverage is political, in a sense, and they can make a lot of noise and say the Republicans are trying to cut short investigations that are still ongoing. They're still have a lot of avenues to look down, and Adam Schiff, the Democratic head of the House investigation, has been doing that. The Senate has worked a little more collegially, but if they try to cut short any avenues of inquiry, I think that would end as well. Seems like everyone's playing nice on that side so far.
And Kyle, the Republicans' big effort right now has to do with an overhaul of the tax system. Some news from the Senate side that the health care mandate would be axed in their plan now. Is all this other stuff that keeps coming up seen as a distraction? Is it getting in the way of this big ticket agenda item for Republicans?
It kind of cuts both ways. You hear a lot on the left about, hey, don't get too distracted by this Russia stuff. We got to keep our energy focused on stopping the Republican tax bill, and that don't forget that this is happening. On the other side, you do see that the president gets very distracted by developments in the Russia investigation, tweeting about it a lot. He hasn't as much while he's been in Asia, but you see the White House's staffers are getting called in to the Mueller investigation, and so it is actual time drain on some of these guys too.
We'll leave it there for now, Kyle. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
That's Kyle Chaney. He's a congressional reporter at Politico. He joined us today to look at Attorney General Jeff Sessions' testimony today. He was speaking to the House Judiciary Committee, covered a wide range of issues, including the Russia investigation, calls for a separate investigation into Hillary Clinton, her campaign, and her foundation, the election to replace Attorney General Jeff Sessions in his old Senate seat in Alabama and beyond.
Coming up, we look at the role of yoga in fall prevention, especially among older adults. Stay with us here on Central Time.